We got a prayer line. Can I talk to you, man? Y'all sure? We got a prayer line. You know what most of us pick out? 15-minute time. We might, come on, we might well be real. But that hour prayer time and 9.5 hour prayer time, you don't get 2 minutes to participate. And I know we got stuff, and I don't say you have to be on every night, but some of us just took a whole vacation and never come off. But if you think about it, you know why we don't pray? Why we don't pray more? We are praying, and I thank God because that is so good. Y'all hear me? That is so good that we're praying. But why we don't pray more? Because we think we get to thinking about ourselves and thinking about ourselves. I got to do this. I got to do that. I don't sound so good. And most of the time we on the prayer line and have all those people on there, most of them quiet. Because see, I can look on my pad and tell who's praying. You may not know that, but I can tell. Because a little signal come up when you say something. And most of them ain't nothing moving. And people, if I don't do it as a pastor, I will be reneging. I will be irresponsible. And to encourage you, it's so important. You think about it. Take my word. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. People are going to hell. If you're born again, thank God. You got that. But you want to learn how, get in here, learn how so you can stop somebody else from going to hell. Look what's going on in our, I'm not even going to the political world. It just all, that's why we pray. But look what's going on in our society. Years ago, when I was a boy, I remember, because I didn't know how to take it or didn't understand it that much. But I remember years ago at my home church, there was a girl, young lady, got pregnant, had a baby. They had the young lady come before the church and apologize. Looked like the church is telling them to go on out and get some more babies. Now, did you hear what I said? Y'all ain't responding too well. They can't had the girl to come before the church and apologize. I don't know if anybody here old enough to remember that. I remember they used to do that. But the only thing about it, I got to thinking about it, I said, she didn't get pregnant by herself. She ain't married. The Holy Ghost didn't do that. So where's the fella? Where's the fella? He never showed up. And then we gradually just sort of let that slide on. Then when somebody said, we didn't say the word homosexual too much. We said they funny. Sweet. Yeah. And then they left from funny to all them other things, And now they are getting our little children and telling them it's all right, teaching them it's all right to have an ultimate lifestyle. They're doing it. And then you get two men that come together, say they want to live together as husband and wife. Isn't it? You get two women, they say, we want to come. And then they want to, what you're doing is so right, why you want to bring somebody else in and go ahead and get your own children? You know why? They can't get them. So they want to get somebody else and mess them up. Can't you see the devil behind this? But we're not supposed to do that because we are becoming offensive and we are hate people. Oh, I hate that devil, but I don't hate that person. Come on. I hate that sin, but I don't hate the person. I love that person. And love will tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. Hello, somebody. And this is why, when you're praying, this is some thing you're praying about. And that's why the enemy fights you so hard. You get so sleepy during prayer time. Or you get so sleepy in the morning you can't get up. Or because he does not want you to get involved. You are creating and releasing a power that hinder his operation, that expose what he's doing, that shut down what he's doing. And he wants you to remain silent and sit by and complain and grumble about how bad stuff feels and nothing can never be done. That's just the way life feels and this and all that. But he don't want you to recognize that when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're taking care of a lot of stuff. A lot of power being generated. Hallelujah. And it hinder him. If he can feel the atmosphere full of wickedness, why can't we feel the atmosphere full of the blessing of God? Now, he don't want you to think that, but that's what we're doing. And amen. Stuff is opening up. People are getting healed and set free, and they're coming out of the stuff. I know what the word will do. I know what the power of God will do. And that's what he said. What did James say? Say. James said, you pray. When the righteous pray, they make tremendous power available and a dynamic, and it's working. Amen. If God said it, it's the truth. Amen. Amen. So I want to encourage you, stop thinking so much about yourself. Stop thinking about your feeling. Your feeling will lie to you. Especially when it comes down to the word of God. Come on. It may be telling you the truth about pain or something in your body. You know, you got an eyeache, your eyes hurting and stuff like that. That's true. But it comes down to the thing of God, you're feeling lied to you. I don't want to pray. I don't feel like praying. Didn't ask you. Then get ready to eat. I want it all. Come on. Amen. You know, and then you said, you know, Pastor didn't preach. He just got up and talked a little bit. There's some good stuff. When we learn how to flow with God, we'll find out all that other stuff we wasting time with just garbage. And you don't want to do that. So I want you to say with me, as we start, and I shall be brief. And I shall be to the point. 2 Corinthians, you know it. And what does it say? 2 Corinthians 5:17. And what does it say? Let's say it together. Therefore, if any man be where? He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How many things?
All things.
How many?
All things
have become new.